talking about the most dangerous fish. Remember, we said you must come back today.
Oh,
Africa.
Did he come back?
Oh, no, no, check this out, because I mean, is this good? He gets to the ground to play football in Germany. He's a PE teacher in the army.
Yeah, yeah.
And they say, there's not the same restrictions on this ground. No metal studs, please. And referee, you're the referee, it's a plastic whistle, I want you to use a plastic whistle. And they get on the special coach, please. They get into a bus, a cargo, lorry kind of thing, which is entirely made of rubber.
No!
There are no metal parts on the outside. I asked him very carefully. He said, well, it wasn't all rubber, there was some plastic bits as well.
If you have a crash in the rubber bus, you don't really bail either.
That's what you need coming down Russia Street.
Oh, I could fold it up and put it into a cube.
You could press it into a bottle or something like that.
Yeah, a rubber bus.
So when they play the game, and they do the game,
there's a mound on the pitch,
but that's fine, they're playing. They go back in, on the rubber bus, through the wire fencing, with fences around the ground, having a buffet with the other team. And he says, what is this thing with the metal studs and the metal, no metal whistles and all that? That mound, he says, covered, about 20 years after the war, they found a cash, sir?
Yeah.
I found two giant metal doors, which they creaked open, the rust falling from the hinges they did.
Good. It's too much.
V2 rockets. Chemical weapons.
Chemical weapons?
Hitler's last stance. That was the redoubt. Hitler's last stance weapons. Here we go. What did they do with the Germans? The American officials, their eyes move from side to side, they close the door again, they locked it, they put some grass seed down,
and they tippy go away.
And they played it, turned into a football pitch. Never played there again. And then we had the fellow who played football.
After
a vasectomy.
Anyone who knows, a friend of mine had a vasectomy once and he had it done in a day. By the way, please, I know we're regret, but the show will start in centre. 0500 1053 89. You ring us up, it's free, we put you on the radio. But as I've told you many, many times, and I'll update the gag, actually.
Yeah.
When he had his nuts done, and he came out of hospital 2 hours later, he came to see me and he whipped them out, and they looked like Stan Collymore's head. And this is a white man we're talking about. He said, look at that. And he said, if I'm going to leave the swelling but take away the pain, then I've really got something to show the gals. And by the way, rotten.com... Rotten.com.
Which is a fine, fine thing.
You told me about Rotten.com. Yeah. Have you seen on Rotten.com, you can see the biggest testicles in the world?
Yeah, isn't it magnificent?
You may not have access to the biggest testicles in the world,
nor a website, but Rotten.com.
That's what you've got to
search
Rotten.com. Look at the biggest testicles in the world, and they are...
Oh, a space hopper.
Yeah, fella sitting on a space hopper.
Yep.
It's a big space hopper. Seriously.
Yeah, I gave respect. I've got no more respect for Ola.
No.
Because I know out there are bigger. Certainly bigger.
And when he goes out, presumably he has to wear some kind of jumper affair.
Some kind of jumper. Some kind of sling. Some kind of hammock.